Let's see, did he lose a hand?
It's Lucille.
Lucille. You guys watch the new season?
I haven't watched it yet.
Myself through it.
I've
only watched two episodes so far.
I binged it one day.
That's gonna be
that's
tomorrow.
What I was afraid of.
Yeah, it was good though. It was like again once they did the Fateful Consequences though,
it corrected
everything about it. Which again, it's like that was the thing. It was just like four was just so all over the place.
Yeah.
That, you know, it just didn't like have a fluidity.
Yeah,
because it was like, why would you separate all the characters? Because the best part is having all the characters together.
I mean, I think it boiled down to like all their schedules. They couldn't get them all together for enough of the scenes.
Jeffrey Tambor is like, you know, assaulting bitches and stuff like that.
I watched through most of Fateful Consequences. I think I'm up to like the second or third to last episode. And it made like the story makes more sense, but I found like the recut was a little clunky.
I agree. And then they like, spend so much time explaining shit. And they cut out one of my favorite scenes was when... Tobias and what's her name? Jet or whatever the hell his name. The methadone girl.
Debris.
After they get kicked off, they're like outside of Universal Studios, and he's like, "I'm Rockman, and this is the Invisible Girl." And the kid comes up, and he goes like, "You can tell us." He's like, "All right, we're the thing." And then like, "You're arrested." So,
That's right.
And I was like, "Dude, that's like my favorite part."
Well, and some of the jokes fell flat because, like, you missed the setup because the way it was rearranged. Yeah. Like, when he goes home and like, they have, like, the sting, and he's like, "I'm here to see my little girl."
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was no setup for that.
Help me get my rocks off.
I think they kind of relied on knowing people watched it originally.
I feel like
the only people that are going to watch it are the people that have watched it.
If that was your first
so
watch,
you would get
it.
Yeah.
Right. Here comes Anus Tart.
Someone finally got it, though. That, what was that in like the first or second episode? Somebody finally got it.
Anus Tart?
What it's supposed to actually be.
A new start.
A new start.
Because he spelled it and he's like, "Oh, a new start."
Let me try this one on you. A-N-A-L-R. Oh, never mind.
Did we do okay for...
You guys suck.
No,
horrible. Terrible. Worst episode ever.
Do you watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No.
Oh, dude, it just came out, the new season.
I love that show.
It is so good.
I stopped in the second season. Good. It was just, to me, it was the same thing over and over and over.
But, I mean, it's very clever. Again, like, I love clever dialogue.
Clever, yeah.
The whole lemonade thing, I didn't get it at first. And then my fiance was like, "Watch Lemonade."
You're
and I was
guy.
Like, "Oh, my." Yeah, dude, I fuck with Beyonce.
That's because he's Britney's bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
I fuck with Beyonce.
Back. I could just drink your.
If anyone wants to see the video of John cleaning toilets at ARS, here you go, buddy. This is it right here. He was scrubbing the shitter.
Nice.
When he asked me to work here,
you can eat a steak off that puppy.
They needed a bartender, and I'm when you ask me to work somewhere, I'll work. You know, and he's like, I got to clean the toilet. I'm like, dude, I'll do it.
Very thorough.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's why they like you.
Yeah.
They're this guy will clean toilets. We'll deal with his douchiness.
This is part
What did you say? Deal with your delightfulness?
Yep,
okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
This is part of the the connection we have with a lot of these guys is we come and we do shit like
the
this.
Toilets.
Yeah, we clean their toilets.
Actually, speaking of toilets, I'm a big brewery toilet connoisseur as far as best toilets in a brewery because this, again, most breweries have just a one toilet thing, and it's just a nightmare because...
Let me give you a little background on my family. I married into this family, and they all are very much into
toilets.
Crapping.
In public? At a brewery?
We have gastrointestinal problems.
Brownhouse.com.
You get diarrhea often.
They just spend a million years
IBS?
Sitting on the shitter for fucking reason.
Except
to play goddamn Pokemon and Tetris and whatever the fuck
isn't
else.
Isn't that a lot of
phone.
Men, though?
Pokemon, I think it is a lot of men. Tetris. Yeah.
No, not me.
Like,
no.
I go and get out.
But no.
So you might have a little female in there.
That's called shit and get off the pot.
Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
The train comes to the station. It just takes a while to leave. I don't know what to tell
then
you.
Don't go to the station yet. You're going too early.
Listen,
no.
When I'm,
oh, no.
Wait until the train is coming.
When
then
I'm
you
sitting
go.
On the crapper, I like to look at whitehouse.com, okay?
Oh, by the way, it's not porn.
Oh, well, never mind. I don't like to look at whitehouse.com when I'm sitting on the crapper.
Whitehouse.com. Celebrating our 20-year anniversary. But no, it's not porn anymore. It's like actual news stories and political commentary.
Can you guys?
What about
okay
whitehouse.org?
I can't tell if whitehouse.org is serious or not.
It is a whitehouse.something that is a porn
Thank
site.
You, Sean.
No, it used to be whitehouse.com, but yeah.
Oh, you say this like you know this.
Yeah, no, I stumbled on it in seventh grade looking up facts for a history project.
Oh, my. John Mansell.
I have a pleasant warmth in my mouth. Did you say John?
I thought I heard that.
Try that again.
Joe Man, the one and only Joe Mansell.
Awesome.
There was another thing I saw. Speaking of Nordic countries like that, some craft brewery is now distributing to Scandinavia, and I wish I had the article up still. I can't remember.
Is Iceland a Nordic country?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it considered part of like the Scandinavian?
I mean, they're all like Nord. Like
it's on
like
the other side of the ocean, but sure.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
They're all named like Orgo Agnason and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, son of Ragnarok and stuff
Fair
like
enough.
That.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Thor Odinson.
I actually got that reference.
Hey, congratulations. Rich is making a nerd out of you. Well,
hey, I liked Infinity Wars, and I really liked Solo. Yeah. Infinity War. Thanks. That was singular.
Oh.
See, he got me back.
Good one. Good one.
Was looking out for you. For no real reason, I was randomly thinking about pencil sharpeners the other day. It just came, thought about it, and went.
They're going to be a relic one day. They'll be in a museum.
Yeah.
Well, and colored pencils are interesting because you cannot use them just in any pencil sharpener because they will destroy some sharpeners.
Yeah.
You have to be very specific with the kind of pencil
sharpener.
The
more you know about pencil sharpeners and colored pencils.
Do they come in like different, like there's a scale of like normal pencils, like number one, number two, number three of different hardness.
Have you ever used a number one pencil?
I've never seen a number one pencil.
No, me neither.
Although I remember in art class we used to have like a bunch of different.
I feel like it's like rated, WD-40, you know, they took 39 times to make...
Well, didn't they settle on number two
something that works, and then they're like, the number one's it's kind of shitty. Let's number
those,
two, that's
when
good.
They
let's
invented those Scanatron things, like when you do the
standardized testing.
It's because it blocks a certain wavelength of light, and it makes the machine work.
Was that the real
reason
behind
it?
I think so.